Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another great episode of Vent City. This is your host. I am your host, and Dan Morrell. I'm here with my co-host. Tonight we have only one of our other cast members here with us. We have James Acevedo. He's going to be holding it down with me right here on Dollhouse Radio. We're here live every Monday, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you guys tune into our shows every Monday. And not just this show. We have 17 other shows, well, 16 other shows. We definitely want you guys to check out. You can go to dollhouseradio.com, check out the schedule, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio. You can check out all the past shows we have ever done and all of our 16 other shows we have here on the Dollhouse Radio Network. So tonight we got a very interesting topic, the blood moons. I want to talk about this last blood moon that's coming up soon in September the 28th, to be exact. Recently, the last couple of weeks, we've been kind of talking about a lot of stuff. We talked about CERN. We talked about the blood moons. We talked about we kind of dabbled in dimensions and multiple dimensions and stuff like that. We always talk about paranormal here, but we also talk about other stuff too. So if you're new to the show, relax. Get your pen and paper or your phone out. And what we like to highly suggest, we like to tell our listeners to not just go by what we say or if we talk about something. If you want to research yourself, you can definitely just go out there and do the research for yourself. And we're not here to convince people to believe in ghosts. We're not here to convince people to believe about the other stuff that we talk about here. It's really on you to do your information and you basically, you know, figure it out yourself. And that's what it's all about, you know, doing research. So I'm going to invite my co-host, James Acevedo, into the show. Welcome to the show, James, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about, and we always run out of time on this show.
Yes,
so
we do.
I want to go ahead and start it because we don't have a lot of time. The countdown has begun. Welcome
to
the show.
About the blood moon on the show.
No, I'm talking about the show because, you know, we start talking and all of a sudden we're like, we got 5 minutes. And I'm like,
yeah.
Really? So.
That's what happens when you have fun and when you do a show
like
this.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get started. We got so much to cover tonight. Jumping into it, I want to talk about, like, really quick. I know this has nothing to do with ghosts, but it can. I don't know if you want to make it. I don't know. Bruce Jenner, now it's Caitlyn. We're not going to stay on this, okay? But we're just going to touch on it because everybody else is talking about it. So we definitely got to talk about it really quick. Okay, Caitlyn. I don't want to just be disrespectful, so we're going to say Caitlyn. Caitlyn Jenner is now out of the closet. Okay, I had no idea, and I wish somebody would prepare me to, and told me that she has a boob. I had no idea there were boobs there. Like, I'm looking like, are those real? Those are boobs. Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw the picture.
No, but I'm saying before.
Don't
like, did you know at that surgery?
I didn't. No, not in that desk. No, I was thinking about other doing other important things.
Of course.
But no, I didn't know. In all seriousness, no, I didn't know he got that in, you know, in depth with that. Because I saw that too. I was like,
he has boobs, and they look good. I'm okay. I know. Real quick, we're gonna get off of this topic because
I got my
thoughts.
You go first.
So many people have different opinions about this, but the media is spinning it where they're just so like, oh my gosh, congratulations, we're so proud of you. But it's a lot of other people who are like, what the F? Like, okay, but see, this is where I stand because, see, I think that you cannot judge people. And if this makes him happy and this is what he wants to do, because guess what? It's not me. So if that's what he wants to do, guess what? I have nothing to do with that. If he wants to go out and get booed, guess what? You know what? He's going to have to look at them for the rest of his life. If he decides, look, I don't want them anymore, I don't know. But I think that if we stop judging people and judging each other, mind your own business. Worry about yourself because when it comes down to the last days, trust me, you're not going to be next to Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner. You're going to be judged by yourself. So you got to worry about yourself, and all you can hope that you make all the right decisions. So I have nothing negative to say about it. If I was a guy, would I do that? No. But that's me. You know, I'm a woman. I was born a woman. I love being a woman, so it is what it is. But you know what? If that makes her happy, then great. So what is your opinion real quick?
Yes, I agree with you. My thing real quickly, I touched on with the ladies earlier on Cocktail Hour because Sammy Brooks and Sierra DeVay actually talked about this earlier, and I chimed in real quickly. This is why I think I thought for a long time that he was doing this because of basically being not part of the Kardashian show no more, and in order for him to be relevant, he does something like this. But I thought about it a little more, and I think it's like this. Like I said on the show earlier on Cocktail, which comes every Monday on Dollhouse Radio, you know, 2 p.m. Eastern time. I think in depth, because he got a divorce and everything that's happened, I think he's thinking about his kids because they are older. And I think because he's an older man, I really do believe that he had this all along in his head. I didn't think that at first, but when I really thought about it, I was like, you know what? This is something he probably really wanted to do. He just wanted to pick a particular time to do it. He obviously had these thoughts when he was on the Kardashian show, but maybe he felt like if he brought it out there then, it would have taken away the focus of the Kardashians maybe. So he waited till this moment because it was divorced and everything else. And I'm thinking, because he's thinking about his kids, I think this is why he chose when he chose to do this as far as making it public. And, you know, hey, making him still relevant and being out there. Obviously, he's making money off this because, was he on the Vanity Fair cover, if I'm not mistaken? If that's
the magazine. On the Vanity Fair. Congratulations to her.
Yes.
Whatever. If that makes her happy, then
yeah.
It is.
Now, my only thing is, ain't Caitlyn like a younger name? Should it be like Kathleen or something?
I don't know. I just, if she's happy with that, you can guess what. You know what?
That's what I think. I really do think this is something he's had for years, because I always thought for a while, well, why did he wait it so long? That's the only thing I thought it was weird, because we live in a time and age where a lot of us really don't care as far as if that's what you want to do, that's fine. I got no problem with it. You know,
yeah.
Transgender, people like that, it doesn't bother me. You know, the same thing with gay people and stuff like that. It doesn't bother me because if that's what they want to do, that's fine. That's why I understand certain people, like you said earlier, people need to stop judging other people like that. So how does it affect you? That's why I never understand.
We don't want to get stuck on that because it has nothing to do with our stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Here.
I'm just saying.
But I just
want
to mention it real quick because, else to talk about it, so we have to talk about it, right?
Like, oh, yeah, you can't avoid it. There's no way.
I turned on my
TV. Radio never avoids any topic, trust me. We don't avoid nothing.
Like, and that Kim Kardashian is at home, like, so irritated because this is overshadowing her pregnancy.
Oh, God.
Well, congratulations to her, too, because I know they've been trying for a long time, so congratulations to her. We wish her safe and very positive vibes towards her way, and we wish her the best with her new pregnancy.
And I can't blame Kanye West because she is a very beautiful woman, and if she was my wife and I had all that money, I'll have 10 kids with her if it's possible.
Exactly.
And let's just hope that they think about and not name her Southwest because they might be sued by the airline. So hopefully they don't name it Southwest.
We're going to move in. We have a lot of stuff we're going to talk about tonight. We have Jade Helm. We're going to talk about the Blood Moon, the last one we have coming up in September. We also are going to talk about, I want to kind of talk about a dream I had last night. You guys, all of my listeners who tune in all the time, or if you know me, you know that I have always had vivid dreams. I've always had that. And, last night, I had another one. Now, this particular dream that I had, James, I told you the story, and I said it here on the show. I used to have a dream when I was younger. When I was a little girl, I used to have this dream all the time. Like, it was so current. Like, it kept happening, to the point where it was like, if I go to sleep, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to have a dream. Like, I don't want to have a dream. And it stopped. And then it came back when I got a little older, and then it stopped. And then I had it again maybe a few years ago, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this dream that I had last night, the same type of scenario, but it was totally different. This time, what made other dream I used to dream about when I was younger, what made it different, it felt like it really happened like now.
Wow.
And I got from it in my energy was, like, before it was so far away, I couldn't tell you when it would happen, where now it was like now. That's all I got. Like, ASAP, this is a warning. And it was so real that all I saw, I'll explain to you guys, the dream was, I think I was at some, it looked like Vegas, I want to say, or some type of, like, where a lot of hotels are. And all of a sudden, like, this water started coming, and this tidal wave came, and it was the biggest tsunami I have ever, probably, you have ever seen. It was like, I mean, it was taking people out, guys. And we start running, and we're running. Trust me. This has nothing to do before all these movies came out, 2012. I've been having dreams about this since I was a little girl. And this tidal wave, though, that came, and it was me and a group of friends, and we were running from it. And a few of them got taken out, and it was to the point where you saw stuff just, like, people just and houses just covered. And it was just, like, crazy. And we went inside this house, and the wave was coming. And I just said to myself, we're about to die. Like, it was just really bad. And what I got from this dream when I woke up, it was so intense. It was telling me, like, soon, like, it's this seemed real this time. The other dreams, not to say that it didn't seem real, but it happened when I was a little girl, and then it happened years later. And it was kind of something in the future. But I didn't know when. This dream was kind of like me now, and like my age, who I am now, and it was like now. And it was really vivid, guys, and I did have a conversation with my angels, and I was told that, talk about it, tell people that, you know, about this dream. I just want to tell people that I don't know what's going on. I even went online to see how other people had dreams about, like, you know, waves and things to come. And I found that a lot of people have been prophesizing about a lot of stuff. Now, what I want to say real quick, James, about people who prophesize about things that don't come true, we have to understand that, one, when you're dealing with God, he doesn't give you dates. Okay? He doesn't give you the date. But, and that's where a lot of people get it wrong. See, a lot of these people who prophesize about stuff, they really see things. They really feel things. But what is happening, they're given dates. That's the wrong part they shouldn't be doing. Because, see, God is not, when if you get a message from God, or if it's sent from your angels, you're not given dates. I have not gotten a date. And if he's supposed to have a date, I don't know. Maybe some people may get a date. I don't know, but I haven't got a date. So what I'm saying is I think some people, when they're saying and they're warning people, they really have had these dreams. They really had had these warnings come from angels who are telling them stuff and telling them to pass the message on. But what's happening is they're also taking on their own and giving out dates. And then when a date doesn't happen, people don't believe it. So what I want to say to those people who are really getting messages, not the people who are just making up stuff, to those people who really get messages and you really are having these dreams, and you, to the prophets out there, you know, what I would say is just give the message. Give the message. That's all you have to do. Give a warning. You don't have to give a date, because what happens is, if the date comes and the date goes, people are not going to believe it. Just warn people. Just tell them what you're seeing or what messages you're giving. That's all. And that's how I see it. Because if you give a date, you can have somebody who was planning something on that date say, you know what, we're not going to do it on that date now. I don't know. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Come on. If you was dealing with the enemy, and the enemy's got with that, you know, about the date they're going to do something, wouldn't you be like, you know what, just to make everybody just say, they're fake, this, nothing's going to happen, let's pull the date. We're going to change that date to something else. And also, you got to remember that when you're talking about end times And if we're talking about, like, return of Christ, number one, he never gave dates. He's not giving nobody of his return, number one. But if we're just talking about apocalypse and things happening, we spoke about that last week, that if you're waiting for one big date, you have missed it because the dates have already started. Things have already started. It has already started. Earthquakes around the world, floods around the world, killings, all kinds of stuff is happening. Possession. So if you want to go into all that, you have to think, if you're waiting for one day, you're going to be really in for a set. See, that one day you're waiting for, to me, in my eyes, it's like a finale. It's like B-Day. But everything else that you're waiting, like, it's not just one day. It has already started. Things talked about, warnings that he's telling you that's to come has already happened. They're already happening, and they're playing out right now.
Yep, absolutely.
These things are happening as we speak. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to say that real quick to anybody who's listening that is a prophet, to anybody who's listening that do get messages from their angels or do get messages from God, I would say unless it was from God himself that came down and told you and you know for sure it's him and he gave you a date, I wouldn't put a date. If you have not, don't make up stuff in your own head. Don't give messages from your own head. If you're making up stuff, it ruins it for the people who are telling the truth. That's just my opinion, okay? I know in my heart, and I know in my energy, in my spirit, and what I have in my vivid dreams and what I discuss within my spiritual community, that something is already happening. We already know that. But there is something else. Like, there are things that what's going on right now with floods and earthquakes, that's just like the icing on the cake. The cake is still being made. It's more things coming. And the biggest thing is that in places where people, like, usually you see stuff happen far away, where things might start happening closer than you think to you. And we just have to, you just got to start, like, waking up and be in tune with your spiritual side. Because trust me, it's nothing special about us at all. Because being a human and a child of God, we all have special gifts. So I'm nothing special. I'm nothing different than you. You have it too. You just got to be in tune. And if you're in tune, you will pick up the same signals I'm picking. And you will get the same messages I'm getting because you're in tune. Your spirituality button is turned on. A lot of people are asleep. So you're wondering, you're thinking we're crazy, but we're not. It's just that you're turned off.
Yeah.
So I just want people, to all my prophets out there, to all my messengers, my seers, you have to, you know, just when you're delivering your messages, make sure you're clear. Don't put in your own stuff in there. Give the direct message or whatever you were told. Deliver the message, point blank. Don't add extra stuff in there with you. We can all think a lot of stuff. You get what I'm saying? I can add many things. But it's not what I think. It's what you should, if you've given a message, deliver the message. Don't add stuff to it. Don't add dates if you didn't get a date. You think the date is going to be, they predicted an earthquake in L.A. Last week, I told you that it was supposed to be on the 29th and it's on the 27th, 28th, 29th, one of those things. So I was so sure. Okay? Positive.
Yeah.
Nothing
I mean,
I'm mad at him because, see, he feels something. He feels something that is to come, but he's wrong. His dates are wrong. You're wrong. Does he feel something that I feel? Yes. But he's wrong. Mm-hmm. He's wrong. His dates were wrong. So don't do that. That's why I don't do that. Unless I told you, unless God himself, look, you know, this is, and that's what it would be. But other than that, I don't dictate. I can only give messages. That's it. That's all.
Yeah,
and I'll take it as it is. And if you want to take, if you don't want to be warned, if you don't want to hear it, you don't have to. It's for those. It's for certain people. It's for those people who's supposed to hear it. Some people, and they don't want to hear it. So guess what? It's not for you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about like my vivid dream? And do you feel? Have you been having feelings of anything in your spirit that seems like it's just not right? Something coming bigger than what's been happening around the world, of the devastations, the floodings, and earthquakes.
Well, I definitely feel that, excuse me, something's coming. Now, I've had vivid dreams or even just dreams about it like you have. But as far as what I've been seeing, I think there is something coming. What that is, I have no idea. But I've always thought for a long time that something would happen. Will it happen in my lifetime? I think the possibility of that, unfortunately, is really high. I would say definitely at least over 50%. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I would think at least to me. Now, I hope I'm wrong. Trust me. I do not want to be right. But with the things that I've seen within, and not just within a year, but just in within the last, if you just go 10 years at least, it's just crazy, especially going into the new millennium, you know, the last 15 years. Even if you go 15 years, there's been a lot of things that has changed for the worse as far as society. So nonchalant when they see something horrific, whether on social media or on TV, and it's like people are so immune to it that it's like it's nothing, like if it's fake. When they see, you know, maybe somebody getting beheaded or killed or just a natural disaster. Look, we talked about that water spout. And the person that filmed it was laughing, seeing the kids falling out, you know, like they did. And that's sick. That's crazy. I just don't want
What happened to people caring? And what seems like it's some... I already know that it's been a huge trend. It just seems like people, what we talked about a few weeks before we went off air for a few weeks, we had a conversation about how people seem to have changed, and that since a lot of things have activated here on Earth, it seemed like there has been a takeover of not only possession, but when you talk about polarity, where everybody has a good and bad side, but it seems like a bad side of people are coming out, like the worst. So you have this group of people who are basically, like, you know, they're making everybody, like, be so desensitized of, like, seeing somebody murdered on live TV. When you, back in the days, when you saw someone being, like, even Rodney King, remember Rodney King? That was, like, horrible. That was horrible. We tore the streets of L.A. up because that was horrible, okay?
He did not die, okay?
He got beat by police and survived. We were upset about that. Okay? We could not believe that happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that kids are being shot alive. They're being shot live while people are recording.
And
it's like nobody's sitting there. Like, people are just like, wow, that's messed up. Like, it's sensitized. Like, who is preparing you to be so, like, heartless? Like, what are we up for? What's coming that you have to, like, people don't have no compassion.
And no respect.
Like, oh, well, like, he was just getting beat or he was in a fight with somebody. No, he just got murdered. He got shot in the back, and you saw it. And nobody, it's just, I mean, people were mad, but it was just kind of like, I mean, wow, like we're so used to it now. We're so used to it that it don't even matter. It don't even break your heart no more. It's just like, wow, another one, a shot. You get what I'm saying?
Well, it's another day. It's so sad, but it's just oh well. And the thing is, to clarify, it's happened to all different types of people, which we've talked about for basically almost a year now. It's not just recently, you know, that's now it's happened to all different kind of people from different backgrounds now. It's getting crazy. It's really getting crazy. And
I don't understand, like, why people are not, you know, are we that heartless that we don't care no more? Is it that's where we're going, that's where we're headed, where you can see somebody get kill a kid on the street, and it's kind of like, you know, like you see in some of those countries that are like third world countries where kids carry guns and that, you know, they're used to seeing certain stuff that we don't see.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like we're becoming that. And it's the usual. Like, oh, it's just what we do here. And I don't know what happened. How did we come to that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's because, like I said, ever since New Millennium, was it because when 9/11 happened, was that the start of it? Because that was a huge catastrophe. And everything after happened is like, I don't know, it's like everybody's become desensitized. It's like, oh, well, it wasn't me. Good. Oh, well.
What do you think about
uproar no more. Like you said, that's not even what happened to Rodney King. That wasn't even, we were only talking about 21 years ago. It's not like it was 50 or, you know, more years ago. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was a long time ago, but it wasn't that long ago. So what happened from there to now, going 21 years?
Totally different. What do you think about Vivid Dreams? What do you think about, because I know you haven't experienced one, but when you hear other people, if they're prophesizing about something they saw or if they get a message, what are your feelings about that? Do you listen or do you automatically say, yeah, right? Like, what are your feelings about that, just to kind of go back to what we were talking about?
Well, definitely I listen because I've had, like I said, I haven't had vivid dreams as far as what's been going on, but I had one along, you know, like, but very rarely. Nothing that had to do what we're talking about, but I do believe when a person has a vivid dream, because I think when we go to sleep, we talked about this in the past, when we go to sleep, it depends. We do go somewhere. I do believe that. I do believe, because what is it? I remember when Nas said in a song back in the day, sleep is the cousin of death. And when you think about it, it is, when you think about it, you're kind of dead in a way for like whatever.
Well,
you go
to the spirit world. That's the time when you go to the spirit world.
I believe that.
And you're there. And a lot of people, we'll have a conversation. We're talking about dreams and sleep. We should have a conversation about that, maybe on another topic, another time, because people, you have a lot of people who don't remember dreams, but every night you go to sleep, trust me, that's your time to go to the spirit world and roam around. Some people, I don't know why, like me, I remember, I have a lot of vivid dreams. So for me, it's like playtime when I go to the spirit world, because I'm able to go for some reason. I'm able to, but I don't like the vivid dreams when I have those dreams. Cause see, I have regular dreams too. And my regular dreams are more interacting with, say, past relatives that have passed on that might want to just be there with me, or just people I don't know, maybe from another lifetime that I know, because it's weird. Because some of the people in my vivid dream last night, they were not all people that are in my life right now, but for some reason I felt like I knew them and they were really close to me.
I know you're talking.
They
about.
Were really close to me.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing my angel was talking to me, told me to say. The other thing that I did mention about my vivid dreams that I must say that was really weird, guys. Madonna was in my dream, and she was a part of it. She was in the dream, and for some reason, I don't know why, guys, but Madonna was in my dream. And before it all happened, she was there. Like I told you, it was like a Vegas type thing or whatever, but she was there. And I remember she walked right past us and was her and some other people, and she was saying something. I don't know.
Did not you in your dream?
Dancing and whatever she said.
Did she say Papa Don't Preach or no?
No, I don't know. But she was there. And for some reason, like what I felt like, I don't know what that means, but that was weird. But anyway, that's another part that I do remember Madonna was
there. Did she look better in your dream, or did she look like now? Did she look like younger her, or did she look like how she looks now?
It was like a younger version of her. Yeah, it was like a younger version of her.
That's good.
Yeah, but that's weird that I don't understand that part, so I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Well, you are in Vegas, so in your dream, or it looked like Vegas, so it kind of would make sense,
it's
I guess.
Like Vegas, I'm not sure if it's Vegas. But I know that after that, that's when we all start running, and we were like in like in Vegas they have certain places like at the Venetian stuff. They have underground parking where you can like go get your car, valet and stuff. They have valet on the outside. Then they also have like an underground parking lot. It looked like something like that. But anyways, when the water was coming, I remember us running, and we went to this. It's so weird because you know in dreams it's different. So
yeah,
I don't know how
the scenario could change in a second. You know how that goes.
Right. Something could change, but I don't know how we got to this house.
Funny. Yeah.
But all I remember is we were on top. It was like a house that was up. And in my dream, it was letting me see that a lot of people didn't make it. Basically, a lot of people didn't make it. It was covered in water. And it was really bad. And I had this dream like maybe a few months ago. Same thing, lots of water, we're running. Every time I'm running, ever since I was little, the big wave coming and I'm running. And I even said, I said, well, maybe when I was younger, when all the, say, when somebody had a tsunami or something, I'm like, well, maybe that's what I was seeing, but I'm having it again. So it's something else coming. So you get what I'm saying? So I know that. I know that. So... Just keep your eyes open. I don't know. I don't have dates for you guys. I don't have none of that. All this to me is that I just feel something. I feel that something. I just can't put my hands on it. But I just wanted to share my vivid dream with you guys tonight. Because every time I have one, I have to let you know about it. So yeah, that was very interesting. And then Madonna being there, that was very interesting.
And she looked younger, which is good.
But you know what? No, but see, the not funny part about it is when we talk about, when we get into the blood moon part of it, we have to understand what's going on with the blood moons. And anybody who is into the Bible, you know what the Bible says, okay? And this blood moon, these blood moons fall on Jewish holidays, okay? And it has a lot to do with it. And you have the Day of Atonement. You have the Judgment. You have the you have so much stuff going on that it just seems like every time these dates happen, because I said many times on the show that when you talk about the blood moon, James, the blood moon has not, before, like how it's happened, like in the last couple of years, it has not happened back-to-back like this. And, like, it's been, like, way back.
Like,
I mean,
AD
way back. It's been a long time. So, but when it did happen, a lot of stuff happened right after. Like, big things happened. Like, change history type stuff happened right after these Tetris. So we got to understand something is going on because, right? We have this tetrad coming up. Here we are again at this another tetrad, and something big that changes everything, the whole game, something happens. So what is our something that's going to happen? Everything that everybody's been feeling, is that to come? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about the blood moons? Let's get into the blood moons right now, and then we'll talk about Jade Ham in a little bit. Stay tuned. But let's talk about the moon, because that's our main topic tonight. We got our last blood moon, September the 28th, 2015.
Oh.
James, what do you think about that?
This is the fourth final one out of the total eclipses in the series that you were talking about, the tarot that you were just saying. The first one was just over a year ago, in April 15th. The second one was October 8th. And if I'm not mistaken, I remember that. Yeah, then the third one was just this past April. And like you said, the remaining one is September 28th. And it's supposed to be the coming of Christ, get ready, Judgment Day, this, that, and the third. Like you said, it's a serving as an omen of the coming of end times, like you were saying. It's something that you definitely got to keep an eye on because, like I said, a lot of weird things have definitely been going on, especially within the last year. So it almost coincides with a lot of things when we talked about CERN and all these other things we talked about. There's too much a coincidence that there's something that don't happen. Now, like you said, there's been other times, like we talked about, 2012 last week, or was the week before. In December 20th. 22nd, this guy, and then it didn't happen. Then they pushed it, I remember, to the following year, May, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, that's going to be the day. So, like you said, no, it doesn't mean that they're totally wrong. It just means that, it's not a date. And to be honest with you, I don't want to know the date. I would never want to. If I was told, look, I could tell you, but you can't say nothing. First of all, I don't want to know. I really don't want to know. That's like knowing when you're going to die. I don't want to know. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. What can you do?
I think that what it is that, certain people are being warned that will listen. And you God has given that warning because he would. And he's given a warning. It's for his people. And he's basically letting you know what is to come and what's happening. And like any person, I think that a lot of people don't really care because they don't want to hear that. Or they care and they just don't want to hear that. And I think that we need to pay attention. And I always say that because paying attention will save your life. And it's not only about that. You have to realize that where we're at right now, you guys, all the people that's here alive on this earth, we're witnessing a lot of things that will never happen again. Well, at least while you're alive, it won't happen again. You'll be dead, probably happens again. A lot of things that are happening won't happen again while you're here on this earth. We're witnessing a lot of stuff that's something that people have never seen. And I just think that if you sit there in your house and your little perfect life and you want to think that there's nothing else out there or there's nothing else that can possibly happen, what we're talking about, nothing spiritually is going on. There's no warfare and spiritual warfare and all that stuff that's going on. If you sit there and really truly believe that, I just think that I honestly think those people are the crazy people because I'm just like, really? So you really honestly think nothing's going on? You don't feel nothing? It's like you're just dead. Like some people are just dead inside or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Like when you have a soul, when you're a child of God, like you're connected like for life and you have gifts that some people wish to have because they want to be human. So you have these things, and you don't use them. You're not using them. You choose to shut them out, shut it out, because you think it's weird. You think it's not true. Trust me. Like you got to start tuning in to your spirit, your spiritual side,
mm-hmm.
because it might save your life. Trust me.
True.
It might save your life. There are a lot of things that are being, a lot of things going on right now. And psychics, all kind of people, prophets, everybody from anybody religious can feel it right now. Anybody that's in the church, I know it's been different preachers preaching, the good preachers. I'm not talking about the pastors who are just preaching for prosperity. We're talking about the real preachers, like in the small churches and stuff. They're preaching, like they're giving warnings. They're talking about, you know, what's happening. I've seen on YouTube different preachers talking about it, warning people what's to come. And I'm thinking the same thing. I'm there like, oh, my God, yes, he gets it. Finally, a preacher that's preaching real stuff, messages that's really like giving out these messages. Because if you're sitting in the church that's talking about give me money, and he still ain't talked about what, come on, God is not talking to him. Trust me. Because if he was talking to God, you would be in tune with what's going on around this world. And he will be giving you messages about what to expect. And who you need to tell. So not talking about raising money for a jet. Trust me. God is not there. He has exited the building. So the blood moves. Let's get back to
I have a question. Why is it happening during Jewish holidays?
Because... how the story goes is that's another warning sign that it's getting close to the time. And the stuff that's happening, what I told you, people got to understand I don't call it apocalypse, but the return. It's not, and see, we got to understand that it's not just a return. See, things got to happen before Jesus returns, okay? So a lot of things got to happen. And they have to come to pass before anything else happens. And so that's why I say don't look. If you're somebody who's looking, you always in your head been looking for this big date, it's not going to happen like that. It's already happening. These things are already happening. When this last moon comes, this is a very important day. That whole week is important. The 24th, 25th, 26th, actually, sorry, 23rd, 24th, 25th, all the way to the 28th. Important date because, well, it said that, these are signs, these are other warnings he's coming back. He's coming back soon. These are other warnings. So, the moon would turn to blood. The moon turned to blood. That's a warning. Those were the warnings. And when we had these tetrads come, that was for the Christians, that was like a full warning. That was like, oh, here we go. You get what I'm saying? For anybody who knows the Bible, if you're not like, oh, like if you're not sitting there like, uh-oh, that's our sign, that's our cue, then you weren't really reading the Bible because you didn't see the warning signs coming. Because everything that's happening versus if it's Jewish or Christian, whatever, these are warning signs, people. These are the things he said that's going to happen before he comes. All this stuff has to happen.
And do you think they'd be surprised on how he would look?
What do you mean?
As far as his appearance. You know what I'm saying? Like, we kind of talked about before, like, the pictures we see may not be who we think he looked like. Like,
in my spirit, the honest to truth, and I'm going to be honest with you, the only time I have been, you know what, I'm still confused. I'm not going to talk about it.
All right.
I've not seen the face, okay? There have been people who have passed on. Well, they didn't pass on, but they went to the other side, and they came back. They were revived, and they saw Jesus. And the reports that people have said did not match the picture that we see. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in the presence of the Lord, and it's, let me just say this, it's not visual, it's a light. It's light. It's all light, pure light, pure love, pure light. That's it. I don't see anything. So it's, when we're talking about Jesus, though, what I get is the picture. I don't put pictures in my house, number one.
Yeah, nice.
Because I know that, one, you don't worship, you don't post the worship pictures. You don't post the worship idol God. You don't supposed to graven images. Hello? This is what's said, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was not, I cannot see. One thing about the devil, you guys got to understand it, he's very crafty and smart at what he does. And he's real good at what he does. Put it like that. Okay?
Put it like that.
So
is that same thinking? You have the same thinking?
I don't think in my heart that it looks the same as that picture is not, I don't know. That's just my spirit.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. But guess what? I don't worship a picture either. I don't get on my knees for a picture. I'm worshiping in spirit, and that's totally different. In spirit, my heart, it connects with Jesus. It connects with God. When I'm connected with my angels, I don't worship the picture.
Gotcha.
Some people worship a picture, and I'm confused because Christians, it says that you don't supposed to do that, right? Graven images. So anyways, all right, unless you saw him and that was the picture that you saw, that was the face you saw, that's different. I don't know.
Absolutely.
People who have passed on, who came back, said that Jesus looked nothing like that picture. That's just my opinion. I'm just saying. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
So just saying, be careful. The devil is very good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say about it. Okay? We'll move on from that topic. We don't want to go there tonight. Whoever supposed to get it, you get it, you take it, and you run with that.
Yeah.
But
think about it. It's just over 3 months from now. It'll be here. That date.
But you, no. But that's not what I'm thinking, though, James. That's not
okay.
What's happening. It's just part of the coming. That's not
okay.
True.
See, okay.
When Jesus comes back. See, if he gave you a date, then guess what? You have time to prepare to get yourself right, right?
Mm-hmm.
He gave you the date. I'll be back in 3 weeks on this exact date. You will have time to prepare. That's not what's supposed to happen. It's like a surprise, like a thief in the night. Because
yeah. You
got to be ready right now. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, no, that's not how it works.
Gotcha.
It's a lot of things have to come to pass before that happens. Meaning, you have the whole entire dark side that have to do all their stuff they want to do, and they, you know, they're going to think they're going to do this and defeat, you know, it's a war. It's war. So, I mean, it's spiritual war going on. You know, a lot of things have to happen. They have to play out. They all will play out. They all have to come to pass, and then that's when he comes back. But these are just some of the things that tells you that it's getting closer. That's all there are. That's all that's going on right now. It's things that has to come to pass. But what I'm saying is some of these things that are coming to, that's going to come to pass, it's just going to get a little more intense than what we're used to. Do you get what
gotcha.
I'm saying?
Okay.
Things are just going to be a little more intense. A lot of stuff people read, they look at the Bible, and Christians believe in God. They believe in Christ. But I don't think they really think he's coming back. Like, sometimes I'd be like, if he came back tonight, some people will be like, no, I'm not ready. Because I don't think they think it's a, in my mind, I'd be thinking like, do you think it's just a story? Because we gotta understand a lot of the Bible, because see, I'm not stupid.
Hmm.
A lot of the Bible, you gotta understand, was rewritten too.
Yep.
A lot of stuff was rewritten by who? Man. I can trust man as far as I can throw him, okay?
Exactly.
A lot of stuff was pre-written. So when you're reading stuff, you got to be, see, when I do stuff and it's involving Christ or the Lord, it's spiritual for me. So I'm knowing what, like, you know, when I'm reading something, you know when something been twisted and when something is, look, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And you got to be able, maybe some people can't do that, but I'm able to see through, I guess, the BS. And I know when something is just a little added on because it's a better story than some, and when something you need to pay a little more attention to. And besides that, you know, of course, I have spiritual guides that help. And so, you know, it is what it is. And I just think that just at this time of where we're at in this period, we need to really be on alert of just not scared. I don't want people to be scared. You can't be afraid because, see, fear blocks everything. Fear will put you in a state of panic, and you can't focus. You can't be scared. Don't be scared. Just be aware. That's it. Be aware. Don't be scared. Don't fear. Don't fear nothing. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You can't be scared.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't be
yep.
scared. Right.
You're right about that.
No. Because fear don't do nothing but make you not. When you're scared, you can't think. And guess what? Everybody that's scared, what happens in the movies when people are scared? They die, right?
Yeah.
So the people who survive are people who calm down. You already been prepared because you already knew in your heart it's going to happen. You focus and you figure stuff out. Or you ask God, talk to God, you know, open up. And, you know, you want to ask him for guidance. You want to, you know, where he needs to take you or where you're supposed to go. I don't know. But you cannot fear. I'm not sitting here like, oh, my gosh, things are going to happen.
Yeah, right.
I know things are going to happen. I feel things are going to happen. And some people got to get things from sources, like, oh, top source told me. I don't need things from sources because my main source is from my spiritual source. So I don't need a human source.
Yeah,
see what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, gotcha. Any other questions you have about the blood moon, Ben?
Well, I think you actually covered basically all of most of what I was really interested in knowing, because it's definitely something to definitely pay attention to. And I like you said earlier, it's something you don't have to take our word for it. You can look into it when we go off the air, when you all have free time out there, ladies and gentlemen, to check it out yourself. And you can make your own decision, you know, because I do feel that, you know, I pay attention to stuff like this because you never know. I don't sleep on nothing. I'm just saying. So, yeah, I will see what happens. And, you know, something's going to happen, whether it's that date or whatever, something's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. That's all I say, my opinion.
Yeah, I think that we're also in that era of a lot of people confusing people. You have a lot of false prophets. You have a lot of good people who are actually getting messages from the spiritual side that are, but they're being kind of compromised and by all these false prophets that are giving dates most of the time, and they're basically making the people who are telling the truth, it's making it all look stupid.
Yeah, make it look bad for them. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it bad for the people that you need to be paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why spiritually, get in tune spiritually. Because, see, you'll be able to weed out the BS. Because, see, when you're in tune spiritually, your veil opens. My veil opens. Wait, hold on. Okay. I was asking something. When your veil is open, when it lifts, you suffer for what it is. And everything is what it is. So if something is bullshit, then guess what? That's what it is. In real life, it's bullshit. But when that veil comes back, it might turn into, like, oh, wow, it's something else. But when your veil is lifted, you see everything for what it really is. And that's something that you can work on, and you can ask if you can... you know, have your veil lifted if you want your veil lifted. I definitely, like, it's something that I do where I ask for it to be lifted. Now, when you do that, just be, now, it might not happen to you because you you know, you can't just be like, lift my veil.
Yeah, right.
I think it's, you have to be really spiritually in tune with a lot of stuff, because it took me, like, when I first started really getting in tune with my spiritual side, mm-hmm. Even though I had many experiences since I was younger with the paranormal, with demonic stuff, with angels, you know, even though I experienced all this stuff, I still wasn't in tune spiritually, like where I can do certain stuff. And when you're able to tune in, you like I did so much meditation, and I talked about this too. When you be quiet, like you take a moment out of your day to just be quiet, like make your brain just shut up, where you just in peaceful nothing. And when you do that, you learn how to control certain things in your mind, and you know how to tune out of, you know, tune negativity out, and how to make stuff come into your life, and because you're able to like think better. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like when I'm asking for my belt, like it's like something that I'm not exactly sure how. Once I learn, I could tell you more, but I don't know, because I just don't do it for myself. Okay, put it like that.
Gotcha.
And when I do it, it's more like you're seeing like as a seer, and I'm not sure if this is only because I can see stuff. Now, this might not work for people who are not able to see, so that's another thing. So I haven't really, I don't know that part of it. But because I can see things, maybe that's why my veil is open, and maybe somebody else can't open their veil. I don't know. But maybe because if you're not a seer, you can't, so I don't know. So that's something maybe you just figure out what you are and what you can do. I don't know. But I'm just talking about my experience of what I do. But just be careful for those who do see, for new seers, be careful, because you, like, sometimes you might see something that you might not want to see.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you go to the spirit. But see, when you're in the spirit world, you're not afraid of nothing, because you're in the spiritual world, so you don't really get that. Like, even though if something bad is by you or coming by you, you still don't get that it's real bad. You get what I'm saying? Because you're in the spirit. In a natural, it's a totally different thing. It's kind of like, okay, I'm awake. Why do I see that? It's a little different. So some people ask for certain things, and they see things. And when your veil is lifted, you start seeing things for what it is. I'm just saying, just be careful. Sometimes you don't want to. Sometimes it's best that people don't see things for what they are, because they can't. I think they can't help. They can't handle that.
Yeah.
And I think that to go through a process to kind of prepare you for that. So I mean, and I think I'm just speaking to my seers, and I think that we will have a topic about that for my seers out there. And anybody who's wondering what she's talking about, a seer. A seer is a person who can see things. Now, I'm not just talking about ghosts. They can see whatever. They see things that we don't see, meaning they go outside and they can see, like, it'll be ghosts everywhere. Like, just everybody's walking around, and it gets to the point where they don't know who's who, because it's just everybody. They see into the natural. They're in the natural, but they see in the spirit world. And it's like the spirit world and the natural kind of come together, where everything is just, they see everything. They can see it. So if it's an entity, a lower entity, whatever, they see them. They see them. So, you know, maybe we'll have a conversation about seers. And that's something new for me. So, because I'm not able to do a lot of stuff, say my more experienced seers are. It was just like, I don't see some things I don't see that maybe somebody else sees. Some things I don't see because I'm still new to it. My aunt is actually, we're inviting her on the show in about a week or so. We'll talk about this. I want her on the show because, you know, I come from a line of seers, psychics. I don't say witch. I like to say, what would you call? LeBeau. What would you call her? She's a.
No, she was a witch. She was a.
Wasn't a witch.
Wait, hold on. She was. I wouldn't even say voodoo either. Yeah, that's a good question.
I like to call her a healer and help people. A lot of people would say voodoo priestess. I don't like to say that. I like to call her a healer because she helped a lot of people, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what I would say. But I do come from a line of seers and people who are very in tune with the paranormal world, okay? So my aunt is coming on the show, and she will be talking about a lot of that. My aunt, that which is her aunt, her auntie, who is still alive, and she's a seer, and she sees everything walking around here, and she's, up in age. So that's very, it will be really cool to kind of get her to talk. I would love for her to talk about it.
That sounds very interesting.
But yeah, that'll be another topic we'll have. Anyways, oh my gosh, I love this show because we get off into so many things.
Yeah, I know. I actually got more
it's
questions.
So many things
I'd rather save
about,
it when.
Like, you talk about. Huh?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I was saying I still got a lot of questions, but we had to get to the Jade Helm, but it's just so
now,
many
we're
qu-
get to,
questions.
Oh, just
you know?
To wrap up the blood moon. Just to wrap up the blood moon.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming. The last tetrad is. Well, yeah, the tetrad that happened before. The last one is on September 28th, so you can put a circle around your calendar. Now, the reason why I'm talking about Jade Helm tonight is because, now, I'm not one of those people that I don't do conspiracy theory, okay? Number one, when you get messages from God and when you get messages from angels, trust me, it's no conspiracy, okay? I don't do conspiracy theory.
Different.
Confirmed. what's going on with the Jade Helm? Now, this is still new to me, but I actually heard of different stuff. Like, I know they were doing little drills at malls around when Mike Brown died. They did a drill at a mall somewhere,
really?
I think on the, yeah, they did a drill. And it was like, like maybe a week after he died, they did a big drill at a mall where like it didn't happen how they would handle a terrorist situation. So they had this training, and I was looking at something. I read that they did this big training. It was during that time, but I was just thought that this is kind of weird that all these little training exercises are popping up. They did another one in Oakland, California, and I'm like, what are they training for? So.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jade Helm is going to start July the 15th, and it goes all the way to September. Sorry, wait, when is the date? When does Jade Helm start? Hold on.
July 15th through September 15th. September 15th.
September. We keep saying September. Hello.
I always say September.
Yes. All my people who get me.
It's like always bad things happen in September, going back to school and all those
September.
Things. Yeah.
So it's going to go for 8 weeks. They said that it's going to go for 8 weeks. And what they're doing they're basically doing different tests of scenarios of this and that, if it was a terrorist that the people they were looking for, or if something big happened, they need to know how to train for it because they're trained for military stuff like in war. So they need to retrain the soldiers for something big that happened within our country. I don't know. So they're doing the Jade Helm experiment in 7 states. One of the states is, guess what, you guys? Nevada. That's where Vegas is. Okay.
Nevada. Gee. And your vivid dream looked like what again?
Oh, and look, I just really realized that because I just saw on the list that Nevada was there first. This is all weird. Nevada is on the list. Arizona.
Yes.
Arizona, Nevada.
Colorado, I see Utah,
Colorado,
New Mexico, and Texas.
Texas is where most of it will be. I don't know why they're focused on Texas so much. My intuition is telling me because it's a big gun country. So that would be the most hostile people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh.
As they say, you buy, we carry. Anyway.
I don't know what's going on though, but they said, oh, it's nothing to worry about. You know when they say that, that's when you gotta worry.
Yeah, we say like that.
Don't worry about nothing. Everything's fine. But they said that they're doing these drills, and it's really just real normal. Don't worry. They're encouraging citizens to invite them into their community. Let them come in and do what they got to do. Now, I also heard, I was listening to Coast to Coast, and I heard them say that I think Steve Quell was on, and we all know Steve. Steve would talk. He'll go in. He'll tell y'all what's going on. And if you don't listen to Coast to Coast, definitely sleeping. But George Norrie and them were talking one night, and they said that he said that some like of the 911 or like police dispatchers will be like suspended or something, where they would not respond to any emergencies. That's what I heard.
So like
and
a,
I said,
a plot from a movie.
Mean?
Interesting.
No, just, and so I
sounds like a plot of a movie that has come out a couple of times.
Weird. It just weird to me. Like, what type of drills are you guys doing? I remember one night I was here in Atlanta, and I saw, like, it was late night. You guys know I'm a vampire. You know I'm a vampire.
Me
and
too.
Sometimes when I go out, I have my vampire stuff. I basically, you know, on a vampire mission, and it was late. And I remember seeing, like, it was random, too. It was, like, a military truck, like, a lot of them. And I was like, where are they going?
The hell?
Yes. And they were being held.
How long
somewhere.
Ago was this?
This was maybe, and it was some not nothing I came to talk to y'all about because I just was like, wow, that's weird, and I kept going. Maybe, like, about 4 months, 5 months ago.
This year. Okay.
No, then it's been longer than that. No. It was last year.
Oh, so it was
it's
okay.
Been a, it was okay. Last year, maybe the end or November, somewhere in there. But it wasn't that. It was, I remember seeing, like, this truck hauling, like, you know, like you've seen the truck hauling, like, a lot of military things. And then, so what you see on YouTube, that's what I saw. And I was just like, where are they going? I'm not going to follow them. Duh. But they were we were on the freeway, and I saw them, and it was late at night, and I'm just like, where is all this military stuff going? And I don't know, so maybe they preparing for Jade Helm here, I don't know. Also is people, whatever's going on, like, you know, you don't supposed to be afraid of anything, just be aware. Look into, you know, if those Jade Helms or exercises are taking place in your city, just be aware and just look into it and see what's going on. Ask questions because you definitely have the right to ask questions of what's going on. And, you know, I definitely would want to know. If I was staying in Colorado, I want to know what's going on. And I just think it's kind of interesting they hit certain cities like Colorado, Nevada, California. Certain cities, it's just weird. Like they hit in certain cities for this and Texas.
But when you see that, right, the one thing that's consistent about all these states that you think.
What do you say?
All these states we're talking about, right, that's involved with this Jade Helm, what do you think is very consistent about these states that are very similar, all these states we just talked about?
Well,
Texas.
I just think it's very interesting that September seems to be a targeted month around a lot of stuff that's related to Jade Helm. You have the blood moon tetris that you have the last blood moon on the 28th, which is in September. But before that, you have the last day of the Jade Helm exercise, which is the 15th. So that means that why do they stop in September? Are they preparing for something that's going to happen to them? I don't know.
Maybe. And also,
yeah, I mean, when you have something coming up, you got to be prepared, right? That just I'm sorry. I'm not stupid. I think that what's happened to humans I like to call you humans, because you are humans. A lot of humans are so naive that you fall for anything. And because you fall for anything, you get played all the time. You know, you get played all the time because you're known to fall for it. We can tell you anything. And you basically just like, oh, okay, that's what humans do. Not all, but some. Not all, but some. And I think that you have to start being smart. Read between the lines and do your research. Ask questions. Hello? You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because if you don't, you can't fault nobody. If something happened and it took out you and your whole family, you should blame yourself because you have many warnings. Not only spiritual warnings, you had people who warned you. You had people who told you things. Or if you just sit in your city and you don't even ask questions about things like this coming into your town, you pay taxes. You have the right to ask what is going on. Why are these exercises happening? Who are you looking for? You know?
Absolutely. And what I was trying to say with these states, that what they have a lot of in common to me is that these states have a lot of room where they could be secluded and do what they need to do, whatever they're doing. I think that's what's really interesting. You know,
what happened?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, in my opinion, when I see Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Colorado, to me, a lot what they have in common, they have a lot of out-of-nowhere places that no one will know about, you know, that they know, obviously, about that they can go where they can do their quote-unquote exercises. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of open space in Texas. Lots of, you know, they're secluded. You know, there's a lot of in these states where in the middle of freaking nowhere, and including Nevada. You know, there's a lot of open deserts. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of open space where they could do whatever the hell they could do without being seen. Whatever they're doing. That's why I find very, you know, interesting that they have in common with these states, why they're going there.
I think that is very interesting. But you know what's even more funny, James? They've been talking about this for a long time, and a lot of people were saying, that's not true, that can't happen. They didn't call it Jade Helm. It was people were saying, if you go back and do research, people, do your research. Like, maybe a few years ago, people were talking about, there was a lot of talk about exercising about to, you know, come, and things were coming. People actually, you had, people were involved in these exercises who decided to not be involved in exercises that were openly talking about on the internet, like, what is going to happen. Like, oh, I don't want to be involved. People were openly saying stuff like that. And a lot of people were like, that can't happen. What are you talking about? Now these exercises have a name, Jade Helm. Now it is something that is going to happen. It starts on July 15th. And people have been talking about it for it's been a while. I've seen it. I've seen people talk about it, like, online. And a lot of people, you know, when you see the messages, comments underneath, and people are like, whatever, you don't know what you're talking about. It's happening. They have a date now, and they confirmed it is happening. When you look it up, it's confirmed. It's happening in these cities. So they will be doing exercises. Now, I'm with George Norrie. George Norrie made a good point the other night when they had Decor on, and he said, now, I like to be balanced. I'm like in the middle where something can be one thing, but then you can be mistaken. It could be really something else, okay? I don't like to play. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't like to think.
Yeah.
I like to know. I like facts. And if you search hard enough, you'll get to the facts. Okay, George Norrie was like, made a good point. He said, look, what if these exercises are really to help us and really, like, try to, like, you know, train our military here to, like, you know, if something happens, if something big did happen, we are prepared. If everybody's saying something's going to happen, if we prepared our people that they would know how to, you know, because all the stuff happened, remember, in Baltimore and Ferguson.
Yeah.
It's many people, like, I guess that side of, like, say, police or military, where they feel like, you know, I don't know, we have to prepare something big happen. If everybody gathers together and wants to team up, like, you know, remember how all these uprisings came over the whole,
yeah.
like, you know, like, like it was everywhere, every state almost
mm-hmm.
for one time. It was like a lot of states joined together, and with thousands and thousands of people coming out, and they weren't prepared for that.
Nope.
You know, you had looting, rioting, all kind of stuff. So I think, you know, like George Norrie said, what if they're preparing for anything that's something bigger than Baltimore, bigger than Ferguson, bigger than whatever?
Possible.
That maybe they know something. I don't know. But what if they are just preparing to make sure to be on the safe side? And just to be balanced, I thought about that. I said, okay. But see, the thing about me is, my spirit side don't say that. My spiritual side said that's some BS. I like to believe that, but, you know, let's just say we'll keep our eyes on it, and we'll hope that, you know, it is something very, like, I hope that it is something very just innocent, and they're just being careful, and they're just kind of like, sure, they're prepared, and it's better to be prepared than not be prepared. I agree with that.
Okay. I mean, like you said, to be fair, it could be for real that because of what's been going on, and in case something bigger happens, and that's why when I read more into this, where the states they're doing this for those 2 months from July 15th to September 15th, is a lot of open space for them to do this training. You know, and not to be seen and what they have you. So it's obviously a possibility that it's just a training session just in case, you know, something really happens. But then again, it could also be the other reason, too. The bottom line is just don't sleep. That's all I'm saying. Don't ever assume, you know, try to know, you know. Don't have it, you know, it could be either or. That's what I'm saying. That's why we're fair about it when we talk about this. Because notice, we didn't go, like you said, into the conspiracy theory of what this really could be. We haven't even touched that at all. Because, like you said, it's about facts. And you're right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I think, always make you stand out. When you do your homework and you go search for facts, if you don't have the facts, I'd rather not even talk about it because I don't want to be one of those people who you're a conspiracy theorist. No disrespect, because some of those people are onto something really good. Some of those people are onto something. But I think that when you get put in that category, you know, nobody wants to be it. You know, you want to be somebody who's presenting facts, not thinking, like guessing.
Assuming.
Like, you know,
big word.
You want to put your facts, of, you know. But and a conspiracy theorist versus a prophet is two different things. You know, they're getting their information, just trying to find it, how they can find it. Where, you know, when you're spiritually connected, you're getting your information through the spirit, through your angels and through God. So that's totally different. And then some people, they're not getting a message from God and angels. They're getting a message from something else. So. That's another thing. Got to be, you know, that's a whole different conversation.
Another time. Another
topic. Make sure you know and question who you're talking to. If you are talking to any spiritual, anything, anybody that's on the other side that's not here, and they're giving you any type of information, please, guys, question who they are, because you can. Question who they are. Ask who they are. You definitely want to know who you're talking to. You want to know who you're talking to. Demand them to tell you, because you don't want to just be talking to anybody. Because you know, I mean, hey, a lot of things going on these days. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Your message is from the wrong person.
Yeah, I need that.
Definitely, like, next week we have, I don't know, we'll mix it up. I'm not going to give a topic tonight, and which I usually do, end of the show, but we're not going to do it tonight. We're going to mix it up a little bit. I don't know. Maybe I've been wanting to have, like, an open line. I talked about ghosts in a while, so maybe we do open line where everybody can call to tell their experience.
Yeah, I was just about to. That is so eerie. I was thinking the same thing. We should do a show where, you know, where the callers have more. They could be almost like a co-host in a sense, meaning like they call in whatever they think of as far as what they, you know, the certain paranormal things. Maybe they have a question on or. You know, something like, stuff we've talked about all this time.
The floor will be yours next week, yes. Anything that we have talking about on this show, period. Blood moons, dimensions, ghosts, demonic beings, angels. You talk about it, ask us about it, question us about it, yell at us about it, tell us your story, your experience. That's what we're going to do next week. Open line. Make sure you call in. We love you. We're here every Monday, 12 a.m. Real quick, for all of our people that's tuned in live, you're going to get cut off. Just to let you know. So if you want to hear our last thoughts, 646-595-4038 is the number. We love you. We'll see you next week. James, your last thoughts.
My last thoughts very quickly is, you know, Be prepared. It's always good to be prepared, and always, you know, do your research when you talk about these types of things. And also, don't let these things that we talk about let it totally run your life. In other words, you can't worry. We kind of touched on this a few times the last few shows, where you can't worry about any little thing because, you know, fear, like you said, fear is going to really mess you up big time. You won't be thinking clearly. And then, you know, then it's not going to be a positive thing in your life. Just be aware. See, being aware aware and fear are two different things. They're two totally different things. Being aware is just knowing what's going on, you know, being prepared, you know, read between the lines a little bit, certain things, so that way you kind of see both sides of it, like we kind of just did with the Jade Helm situation and certain things like that, and the blood moon and everything else. Just always be open-minded, do your research, and, you know, don't let fear take over your life like that. You know, when you hear these things, like, oh, my God, dude, this, that, and the third, you can't do that because then, you're not going to be a functioning human being. So in my suggestion to you is just do what you got to do in your life and, you know, look, just pay attention when these things are talked about. That's all. But don't let it scare you. You know, just have an open mind and, you know, just look into it a little bit and, you know, you go from there. But don't let it take over your life, fear-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. That's my thought for this week.
Okay. My final thought for this show, what we talked about today and what James just said about everything that we're saying, don't take it and just, you know, go crazy. We want people to the messages and, you know, just basically take the information and use it. Make, you know, become smarter with it, you know, and question everything we say, question it.
Always
say, when they're talking, question them. You know, go look up the information for yourself. Educate yourself if you don't know. If Jade Helm is coming to your city, if it's one of the cities that we did name, go look it up. You should know that already. You should already know this, you know. Definitely just be more awake and alert of
aware.
Everything these last couple of months coming up. Just, like, you know, enjoy your summer. I'm not saying take none of that away, but at the same time, trust me, just keep your eyes open. And spiritually, get spiritually connected, because you won't even have to just keep your eyes open, because you'll be connected and you'll be able to just feel it and see it, and you know what's going on. So I just want to say that. So to all my my people out there, my prophets, my seers, and all those people who get messages, my messengers, I just say deliver what you're supposed to. Don't make up more than you. Don't make up any. Don't add on to your message. If you get a message and it's a true message, just deliver what was given to you. Don't make up anything. Don't add on anything more than what you're given.
Don't
keep it original. Deliver the original copy. Put it like that.
Don't add on nothing.
Exactly. And I think that if you do that, you have done your job. You have done what you're supposed to do, and that's it. And that's it. Now, given date, that's different. I have nothing to say about that. You know, that's great. But if you are not giving dates, do not make up in your mind a date. Give what you're supposed to give and keep it moving. And that's, I just want to say that. And, you know, don't worry about people who don't believe you. Don't worry about people who make fun of you. Don't worry about people who look at you
down on you.
Way.
Yeah.
And yeah, because you have something that they have too, but they just don't use it. They don't know how to use it. Just look at it as, you know, somebody who's just asleep still, and it's okay. You know, maybe one day they'll wake up, and, you know, you just have to keep those people in your prayers, and that's all you do. So anyways, until next time, we definitely want to send out positive vibes to everybody out there, and make sure you guys just think positive, I promise you. Don't let stuff get you mad, because every time you let stuff upset you and a negative stuff comes out, you're putting that more negative out into the universe, and more negative stuff is going to come back.
Yeah, and it gives
the
power.
So you gotta make, you got to make sure you focus on what makes you happy. And when something pisses you off, redirect that energy into something positive. Don't let it get you and take you there, okay? So other than that, have a great Tuesday. We'll see you guys back here Monday. And we're going to have open line. Make sure you guys call in. We want to see you. We want to hear from you. And we love you. So tune into our other shows. We have shows all this week. So make sure you guys tune into all the other Dollhouse Radio Network shows. Until next time. Bye, guys. Bye.
Night, night, everybody. Adios. And buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
99.